This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm David.
And we are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. That's right. You heard it here first.
Yee yee.
We tackle Star Trek, Stardate by Stardate. And today we are going to finish Star Trek Enterprise season 3 with the final episode 24, Zero Hour. You can catch us on all major podcasting platforms. Spotify, Apple, whatever. We're on them all. If you like what you hear, you can send us a book or two on Patreon. And, I gotta tell them I'm sorry. What are we sorry for?
Is there anything? Yeah, really sorry that this coronavirus thing has been going on for as long as it has. I'm sorry.
It's too bad. But
we got our TP, we got our smokes. We're good.
Did you listen to an older episode?
No, I just remembered wow. When we were talking about it.
That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
That we're still living through?
Yeah.
What a nightmare. You know, on the topic of...
Blast from the present.
Uh-huh. On the topic of 2020,
mm-hmm.
Did you read the New York Times article about UFOs today?
No.
Well, some of the highlights are that they for sure have things that no human could have made and are presumed to be... of some extraterrestrial nature.
Who's they? The government?
The U.S., yeah.
Mm.
And apparently they're shooting for more transparency in that division of the Navy. Hmm. Naval intelligence.
Well, I know they released that video.
Well, yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, they've kind of been ramping up to this point.
Interesting.
I read some...
If there's ever a year to do it, let's just let all the floodgates go now. Yeah. Apparently maybe not this week. It's either this week or in November.
Oh.
There's going to be...
a broad fucking range.
I can't remember. Maybe it's both. But apparently there's a couple asteroids that are going to be within a couple million miles of Earth.
Hmm. God willing.
I hope it lands right on me.
Okay.
And,
Are you planning on traveling anywhere soon?
To another dimension to find Epstein and the other reptiles.
Reptiles. All right. Yeah, Stardate 0214215.4. It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Yes, sir.
In space.
In space.
The episode starts where we last left off, which is Archer and crew, small crew. Archer.
Oh, yeah, they're on Degra's ship.
Yep. They're pursuing the reptiles.
Oh, Reed, is the pilot there? No, the pilot's with T'Pol.
The pilot's with T'Pol, like the ensign. And we kind of get a glimpse into the reptile ship, and they're raising their mice.
Oh, yeah. This opens up with them eating mice.
Mm-hmm. They say, raise your mice, brothers. Cheers from Iraq. To the avians, who our species definitely evolved into at some point, but they got wiped out and we're still around.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the Neanderthals of the lizards, mm-hmm. and they stayed lizards, whereas the Homo sapien lizards became the avians.
Yeah.
That's a great plot hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they had just made them the dominant race before the wars, Jesus would have come back and they would have never canceled Enterprise.
There you go.
You know, nothing like mice in the AM before destruction of a planet.
Praise Yahweh.
Is that your, is that like, you know,
it's like a champagne.
Your strength and honor,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's like taking a shot of tequila before running into battle, you know? That's like some Hemingway shit.
What's the guy from 300?
Leonidas.
It's like Leonidas' speech condensed into a single...
Mouse.
Mouse.
Ceremony. Mouse-eating ceremony.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just as thrilling.
I'm glad they didn't eat, like, eggs that were too big for their jaws, because they would have had to unhinge their jaws. And then we would have had to watch them digest a giant egg.
I'm just kind of upset that they didn't like that they don't have sharp noses to poke out of the eggs that they're born in.
Yeah.
Real missed opportunity there.
That's so funny. The egg tooth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the egg tooth. And yeah, whatever. So they're like they're on Degra's ship and they're like on their way. And
Dad says, you know, Dad and Hoshi are trying to hack into the Degra's stuff because mm-hmm. Degra was the guy that was, I guess he was eventually going to fire the weapon. So Degra has all the launch codes and mm-hmm. stuff. And he's like, yeah, I need to get this over to Hoshi. And he's like, and Reed's like, oh, you can't do that. She's not good to go. And Dad says, can you transfer that onto a pad? You know, like a space pad?
Space pad, now! Yeah, I enjoy that. I think the arboreal goes or 2 hours away. And, you know, they're saying, okay, great, we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reed goes, I'm Reed, weapons guy. It may be faster, but we're not as well armed. And which Dad replies, we will need to destroy it from the inside. Looks away with overacting.
Weapons guy.
just, have you ever watched anything else with Bax in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
that's what he does.
He's a ham.
That guy made a career out of, like, being a ham.
Being a ham bone.
It's amazing.
I've seen him on CSI. He's a ham through and through.
I tried watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Inconsistent accent.
Yeah.
Love him to death, though. Love him.
Back on Enterprise, T'Pol and Trip are commanding these days. And Enterprise is really looking like shit.
It's looking like shit.
It's looking like shit.
Trip and T'Pol are talking about the Sphere Builders, mm-hmm. and, you know, Trip's getting all not miserly, but he's trying to commiserate about the destruction of Earth and yeah. this and that. And T'Pol tells him that the Sphere Builders are coming for Vulcan, okay, Daddy? So we need to go do this anyway.
It's not all about your sister. It's about my sister, too.
I have many sisters.
I have sisters.
Even though I'm 60... Oh, is that the next episode?
That's next episode,
no,
yeah.
No, I know. How do we know that? Anyway.
We're predicting.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do about epidermal decay, Phlox?
Oh, yeah. So they're planning on essentially dismantling these spheres, and they're rerouting power to the somewhere or other, and they're going to shoot a beam at it, and they got to go into this kind of gooey stuff, and apparently it's not good for humans.
Allegedly.
So Phlox has to develop some sort of vaccine to protect them against it. And so that's where that plot leaves off for now. Meanwhile, back in the chase scene, the reptiles are like, how close are we to Earth? As they lick their eyes and stuff. And he says, oh, we got like an hour or so. And I love how the sphere this whole time has just been referred to as the weapon. Like, it's not referred to as the dak-dak or whatever, you know.
The
like,
X5.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's just the weapon. Starkiller base, Death Star, X-tube,
and,
something.
Yeah, yep.
It's just the weapon.
And then... I mean, I find it ironic that the Sphere Builders are the ultimate villains,
mm-hmm.
and the Zindi built the sphere
mm-hmm.
to destroy a planet.
Yes.
Reap what you sow.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get into the spear-making business. It's not good. Not good at all. So on board Degra's ship, they're coming up with a plan. And Dad says, all right, we're going to have to go in there We're going to bring Hoshi with us. Reed, you'll be in charge of Hoshi. I'll be in charge of kicking ass. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
And they develop a little bit of a plan, you know, to get on board there. And his dad walks back to his quarters. He gets transported into the future.
Again?
Again.
By who?
By Daniels.
Daniels? You mean the same Daniels from before?
The same Daniels in his cool black suit.
Jesus Christ. You know, that guy doesn't age at all.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Ever.
Ever. Nope. He's never aged, I think.
Yeah.
I think even penis. if there was even if there was like something bad to happen, I don't think he'd age anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But what does he show dad?
You know, it would be we'll get there, but you know what would be really weird is if a certain part of him aged and a certain part of him reverted back to fetal stage.
Yeah, like he's in some sort of like cellular, you know, disruption throughout. Mm-hmm.
Like your penis, like if you went through that sort of thing with your penis and it was like fetus size, you'd be like a grown man with a baby penis.
Oh, micropene.
Just a baby one.
Oh, baby peen?
Yeah, just an undeveloped peen.
Can you remember what your baby peen looked like?
No.
You know, so, you know how there are certain memories that you hold on to as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
I remember being pretty young and remembering what my baby peen looked like.
How old were you?
I was probably 6 or so. And I can't get that image out of my head. I go to bed to it. I wake up to it.
It haunts you to this day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty similar. Yeah.
No, I can't say I remember what mine looks like. I never really paid much attention to mine.
Okay.
I'm on to bigger and better things in this world than carnality and things. What? Anyways, Daniel says, hey, Dad, not to put a lot of pressure on you, but you know how you're thinking about hopping on that sphere? Don't do it.
There's
a federation you need to save, okay? And, you know, it's going to be with Andorians, Vulcans, all these type of dudes. Not putting any pressure on you. Just, you know, think about it. And Dad says, screw you, Daniels. Send me back to my timeline. I'm hopping on that sphere.
I love how Dad just doesn't understand the gravity of a federation of planets. Mm-hmm. And he literally isn't listening.
Nope.
He's on a one-track mind.
Dad's like, I gotta get that sphere. I gotta get it.
And then, you know, so he says he's gonna be the one to blow the charges. He'll be the last one off. Mm-hmm. Classic Dad.
Hero. Hero Dad.
And, you know, he looks at Reed, and Reed's like, you can't do it. I'll do it. Listen, I'm the weapons guy. I'll be the last one. And Dad goes, I don't have a death wish, Malcolm. I can see how you would think that with my acting ability that I would be on a one-way trip to meet my maker. But I'm not.
I'm not okay.
And then it cuts back to Phlox, who's so okay with dying.
Yep, he's fine.
He doesn't care.
Putting his affairs in order.
It's just another day. And please tell my first wife's third husband
And her daughter.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
How many stepchilds is that removed, you know?
You want to know the best part? Is that this would require a human traveling to Denobula.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming they fail.
Yeah.
Right? There's no Earth. His affairs aren't going be in order.
Yeah.
He should have called a Vulcan.
He should have, yeah.
Or a Denobulan, for Christ's sakes. Why does he only talk to a human doctor that he befriended in doctor space? Camp. You know, like, what the fuck? Love him to death, though.
Yeah. Or he should have just sent it out in a message in a bottle and hope he gets it one day.
Yeah.
In the tides of space.
And
so Paul comes in. She says, am I interrupting something? He says, no, I'm just putting my orders or my things in order. And I wanted to note something here that we've been touching on a lot lately. It's at this point that Ensign Mayweather, hence referred to or previously referred to as the pilot.
He's the pilot.
He pages to Paul in medbay, and I swear to God, the Netflix subtitles, they have his title as Man, not as Mayweather.
Oh, no.
So it says Man. And it's like even Netflix knows at this point that he's fucking falling off. He's like, Tabal, you got to get to the thing where we're coming up on this thing, and it just says Man.
Oh, my God.
And then everything else says T'Pol.
Yeah,
Phlox, Trip. You know, it's like it has all the perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go back and watch it, or if anybody hasn't watched this on Netflix, pay attention to that moment, because I mean, it's just a sign that he's completely fallen off. Like, even Netflix is like, we don't know who that is.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Who?
It's the end of the third season. He's nobody. His character arc's over. And then on their way in, because of the anomaly that's forming around the sphere, they have to go in on thrusters. And T'Pol goes, listen, pilot, I need you to do an impossible task. And he goes, that's tying my hands, Commander. To which she replies, you can do it. You're the pilot.
Get
you
it pilot. Done. Get it done, pilot boy.
You got to do it. And then, you know, and then in another scene, Dad's trying to get Hoshi to do some shit, and she's falling apart. And my question is, hey, David.
Yeah.
How would you console Hoshi? Because I'll tell you what Dad does, and then you can tell me. Maybe we're there. So Dad, if I remember right, goes, you know, if we succeed when this is all and over, when this is all over, you could go for some real R&R.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah, he says, I'll get you up to Norway, and then we'll head out to the yard, and we'll throw the old pigskin around.
You get it.
And she says, yeah, anywhere without lizards. And he grabs her, and I'd give her, like, a nice massage.
Okay. Maybe
a kiss on the forehead.
Uh-huh.
Put her to sleep, and then I'd solve it myself. And then I would attribute my success to hers.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the kind of captain I am.
You're a good captain.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, the reptilians drop out of vortex, whatever. And they blow up Yosemite 3, our favorite satellite.
No, not Yosemite 3.
Those goddamn reptilian bastards blow up Yosemite 3. And Dad just can't take it anymore.
That was the last
straw. That's 40 people that they just
40?
Mm-hmm. 30 to 40 full-time people.
I would bet good money that no one ever brings up those 40 dead people ever again.
Never.
Like it never happened.
Yep. And we never learn about Yosemite 1, 2, 4, or 5.
They canceled the satellite missions.
Yeah. Dad says, all right, guys, we're suiting up. They stop at El Capitan. They name all the satellites after Mac OS.
Yeah.
Anyway, cheap joke.
Snow Leopard.
What?
Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard, yeah. Dad at this point says, all right, we're heading on board that sphere.
Us in and keep them off your ass.
And Dad says, remember, no heroics. That's my job.
No heroics.
It's at this point.
Don't run.
Don't run. It's at this point that...
Who?
Strand the man.
Strand the man. Strand the fucking man.
Straight out of Andoria.
And then...
pops out and says, what up?
What up?
What up, Pinkskins?
And Shran kicks fucking ass.
He mops the floor.
He snaps those little lizard necks like there's nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. And he screams into the monitor to Negra's ship, and he goes, and tell Archer we aren't even anymore. He owes me.
This is like the third time he said that, by the way.
Yeah, well, they're trading debts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I fucking love that dude.
He's so cute, I literally can't.
No.
I just can't.
Yeah. No. The character is arguably the best written character I've ever come across.
He's a, what do they call it? What type of character is he? It's not a Deus Ex, right? He's just like someone that shows up at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be a Deus Ex, right?
I think so.
Yeah. But he is, this is probably like number 4 or 5 that he showed up at, like just the right time. And we gotta, you know, we better hope that in the future that we ally with someone as nosy as Shran. Because he's keeping tabs on us. And that's all him keeping tabs. You know, he's like, I've been keeping track of you pink skins out there wrestling around in the expanse.
We tracked the vortex.
What?
This was technology that no one knows existed, but we did it.
I love him. He's so cute. I literally can't with him.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He was the reason, outside of this show being a lot of fun, he's the reason why I fell in love with this show.
Yeah, he's a great character. And I'm glad I hope he shows up more next season.
You'd think so.
Let's see.
I love Jeffrey Combs. I love him. He could be my dad.
Yeah, he could be.
I mean, if he's taking new kids... I wouldn't mind that. In fact, he might be number one. It's really a toss-up between him and Keanu.
Okay.
I
want Scott Bakula as my dad.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes. I want him as, like, a part-time dad that, like, lives in, like, Martha's Vineyard that I visit, like, once every Christmas.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd give you cheese.
He would.
Yeah. Even though you're not supposed to have cheese.
I'd show up and he'd be like...
What? Yeah, no.
Even though you're not supposed to have cheese.
He's a little naughty. He's a little fun. He's like a fun uncle dad.
Yeah. You know, he'd show up and he'd be working on the car in the garage.
Uh-huh.
And he'd get there and he's like, hey, son. He starts wiping himself off with the oily rag. He gives you like a big sweaty dad hug and he walks you in and you guys get a beer together.
I could go with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
And he talks about, you know, what life is like being a big time lawyer in the city.
Oh.
Because that's your job, because you're the successful son coming from a successful dad. Who's now retired. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the fantasy in my mind.
Okay, no, I'm with you. It's a much better fantasy than being a shitty 2-bit criminal who then becomes a lawyer, and then having your brother be a lawyer too, but like a super successful one.
That's right.
And he's just a dick to you the whole time.
Yeah.
You know.
It's all good, man.
Is it all good? I mean, good riddance to Chuck. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. It's all good, man. It's all good.
You know. Yeah, it is all good, man, I guess. I guess maybe I'll get there in the 5th season. I don't know. It looks like it's all going to be good, man, in that 5th season.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, just watch Better Call Saul.
It's a great show.
Fuck Chuck. I'm almost into Jimmy McGill.
I almost like it a little bit better than Breaking Bad. I like Breaking Bad a lot, but I don't know. Yeah. There's something about this one. It's just you get sucked into a story that's not like just so crazy, I guess.
I'll give you my...
It's more believable, I guess.
Okay. I know we're taking a bit of a tangent here.
Tange.
Yeah. It tange away.
Tange.
It is a more believable.
Mm-hmm.
I think Breaking Bad's better.
Yeah.
Although I've been told this tense. 5th season is supposed to be awesome. Like literally the best it's ever been. But for me, the thing that I guess I'm just a junkie for that feeling.
Yeah.
Of like
high tension.
Yeah, that extreme tension, and then never being let go, and going, oh fuck, I gotta watch the next fucking episode.
I could see why you would like Breaking Bad more.
Yeah.
That's that whole show.
No, yeah, and I didn't realize it until seeing Better Call Saul.
Because
Better Call Saul is the same show and it's still great. It's just missing that like
gritty.
That
panache.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole time you're thinking Asak Schrader is gonna catch him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So back in the Star Trek world, if you have thoughts on either show, feel free to email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Wow, nice, dude.
We'll happily talk about you those shows with you. But back in the Star Trek universe, Enterprise is going in ham on those spheres, and it's not doing too well.
They're shooting stuff. Blue lasers at the spheres.
At the spheres. At a integral sphere in the sphere grid.
Uh-huh.
And Dad...
Sphere 41.
Dad and crew descend upon the sphere heading for Earth. And him and Hoshi are trying to basically blow it up. Initiate the self-destruct sequence, which reminds me, well, actually you remind me, when we build that ship one day, remind me not to put in a self-destruct sequence, because that throws a wrench in so many people's plans.
On the topic of self-destruct sequences, let's discuss the fact that quite literally the inversion sequence couldn't have been easier.
No, it couldn't.
The only thing that could have been easier was just making it a button. And so Hoshi's working.
What's the password? It's 1234.
They suck all the air out of the planet.
Spaceballs.
Hoshi's given him Hoshi's the one to crack the code, and she's the one giving Archer the order in order to do things. First one on the left, third one on the right, whatever.
And she's cracking, and she's getting shot at.
Uh-huh, and it's... go ahead.
And this, you know, we see this lizard come out of nowhere, and there's a Mako kid. I don't know what his name is, but by God, this guy should get an award. He comes in,
dude.
And he fucking Darth Mauls
dude.
A fucking asshole lizard.
They had a full-on fight cutscene.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
He Darth Mauls some asshole lizard, and then he gets Qui-Gon'd. Wow. He just gets thrown down the fucking thing.
Stabbed and then Qui-Gon.
Yep.
And then
Pops his ugly face up and all looks like it's lost, and Reed comes in with a fucking god, kicks him right in the face.
He like jumps down from I think the floor above and slides a kick in and knocks that fool on the ground.
And says, "Welcome to Earth."
And he goes, "I think that's the last of us, Captain." Assuming that he's been kicking ass the whole time.
As a weapons specialist. Job done.
Job done. Hey, David.
Zach.
That's it. Time's up. and then what I love the most is...
That's it. Time's up.
Hoshi gets, you know, there's some bump and she gets knocked and the pad falls down where Qui-Gon goes.
Yeah.
And she literally has to remember the sequence.
Just two more.
We're talking about a piece of digital media.
Mm-hmm.
Easily transferable to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me she didn't back that shit up to the cloud and get it on someone else's pad?
Yeah.
They brought one pad?
Well, she
to
had
save
it,
Earth?
She had it on her iPhone, and she had it on her notes, but she didn't log into her Apple account on her iPhone, so the notes got lost.
Okay, well, that clears that up.
Meanwhile, back on board Enterprise, everybody's turning into a rock fella, like the guy from Fantastic Four.
It's funny.
Except... Phlox.
It's funny you say that because I thought they were all getting that disease from Game of Thrones.
Mm.
That the one guy that was in love with Daenerys the whole time.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. I forget that guy's name, but he gets some sort of like rock
Aquaman?
Basilic. No, not him. No, it doesn't matter.
I haven't gotten that far in Game of Thrones.
You're never going to.
I will.
Uh huh.
The Guardians show up. They try to stop Enterprise.
They're sticking their hands, their trans-dimensional hands in the things.
Doesn't go too good.
They don't know how to shoot them.
No.
And then Phlox chimes in with the, just fucking rephase your
triangulate your...
technobabble your phasers to
phaser,
this.
Yeah.
I remember, and no one goes, when did this guy become weapons guy? Doesn't matter. He figures it out. They're able to shoot him and stuff.
Done. Sphere's done.
Done. And then, you
back
know,
on the sphere with Dad.
Before we get there. They got like 15 minutes, you know, otherwise they all die and become these rock people.
And at minute 14 and 59 seconds.
Right about then, you know, Trip needs like 5 more seconds. Just give me 2. And then he goes, fish in a barrel.
What are fish? What's a barrel?
That's what Phlox should have said,
mm-hmm.
as well as T'Pol. Although, I'll tell you something about T'Pol. I think she would understand about fish in a barrel because she has got 20th century world history on lock.
She does.
I don't think you know how I know that, but I know that.
Yeah.
Back on the sphere.
Dad beats up Dolan, kills him, blows him up. Shran. Does some cold-blooded shit. Which is rather reptilian, if you ask me. But whoa. Dad blows up that fucker.
They're both cold-blooded.
Yeah, they are.
And Dory is an ice planet.
But they both have warm... they both have warm hearts.
Aw.
And as Dad blows up Dolem and sets the charges on the sphere, he has this epic action movie run.
Oh, I know. The explosion's behind him and he's just running out. That's after he put a fucking...
He's such a goddamn ham. He's such a ham.
What a scene, dude. Archer blew up the big bad lizard and then runs off in a blaze of glory.
And we don't know what happens to Dad.
No, yeah. Back on the...
on Enterprise.
Back on Enterprise, they finally blow up the sphere and T'Pol goes, "Now, Mr. Pilot, get us out of here."
Mm-hmm.
They get out of there. And they meet up with Degra's ship, you know, and...
Before that, though...
Oh, I'm sorry.
T'Pol is having a chit-chat with Trip, and she says...
With
oh.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy Trip.
With Daddy Trip, and Trip says, "Hey, you don't look so bad with that desert skin." She says, "I'm only 66, which makes Trip a pedophile. Thanks, Hollywood.
Wow, what?
No, she's only 66, which is pretty young for a Vulcan.
Yeah, they live like 200 years.
Yeah. So she's in the first quadrant of her life.
Quadrant. Is that how you say that
quadrant.
Word?
Quadrant. That's how I say it right now for comedic effect.
Oh.
They meet up with Degra's ship, and they're like, oh, is Dad going to come through?
Where's
the
Dad? Is Dad there? Come on, show us Dad.
And Reed comes through, and he puts his arm on Trip, and he says, you look, Trip, Dad ain't coming home. He ran out to go get some smokes. And we haven't seen him since.
Dad didn't make it.
Dad's across town right now with a different family.
No.
His own.
You could do that.
You could do that in the 70s.
Probably even in the, like, I'd say in the mid-1940s.
Yeah.
You could probably get lost.
Mm-hmm. You could probably do it now, too.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, dude, if you moved across Los Angeles and left me without a dad.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be able to find
Yeah, and then, the arboreal goes, your dad's sacrifice will not be forgotten.
Yep.
He's pretty clued on dad terminology as well.
He calls him dad as well.
It's pretty cool.
They say, the aquatics are coming, we'll take you back to Earth, and they take him back to Earth, and they take a escape pod down to Earth, and they get shot at by planes.
Bullet
planes in it, and
I think they're P-51s.
P-51s.
Just judging on the image of them, I don't know.
And Trip's like, "Hey, what's going on? Why are you shooting at us?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Why are you guys?"
And it's at this point,
Commander Trip.
What?
I'm Trip.
It's at this point that we cut over to Dad, and Dad is in a tent.
Uh-oh.
And who has him, Zach? Who has Dad?
Some filthy fucking Nazis.
Some fucking goddamn Nazis.
I fucking hate Nazis.
Skags.
They're skags.
They're skagging Nazis.
Filthy skags.
And that's how the season ends.
And that is how the season
ends. And that's a great way to end a season is with Nazis. Oh, not saying the Nazis are good.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm glad to clear that up.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're good for tension.
So I have a couple final things to say.
Do it.
One.
Yeah.
When they were looking at, you know, that beautiful blue marble in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think they'd have been able to see the gaping hole through fucking Florida?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, moving on there.
It's still on fire.
Literally.
Like months later.
In a special feature on the season 4 DVD, Connor mm-hmm. Trenier, you know, the international coxman. Mm-hmm. No, that's Trip, actually. Connor Trenier's Trip.
Misses his sister.
Says he believes that the producers deliberately created an ending so ambiguous that had the series been canceled, the reaction to it ending that way would have been so negative as to make the network execs miserable, calling it a wily move on their part.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
If it did end there, I'd be like, wait, Nazis?
Nazis?
How are they going to get out of that? It didn't end there.
No.
We have another season to go. And
yeah. I mean, and also, T'Pol is sweet to the dog. She's super pained.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the confusion and stress for T'Pol is, mm-hmm. does she love Dad or does she love Daddy Trip?
Yeah.
There's this weird sort of love triangle. Yeah. Tension.
I have to say, I wrote a note down, but I didn't talk about it. She is such a great actress, man.
She's awesome.
She's to see her for, you know, now three seasons act almost solely as a Vulcan,
uh-huh.
and then revert in this last quadrant of season three into a emotional Vulcan. And to see that kind of unwinding and,
it's amazing.
And unfolding, it's like, wow, she really nailed it.
Yeah, no, she's acting her ass off. I think I remember telling you mm-hmm. years ago now that I think she's the second best Vulcan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm there with you. Man.
She's a brilliant really like Vulcan.
Her.
Yeah,
I really like her as a Vulcan.
Fucking shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, does the eyebrow? I don't know. She nails it.
She's just so serious.
Yeah.
And she never lets go of it. But you can see it kind of unraveling.
You see
here.
The pain. She's mm-hmm. able to show this stress and this pain and mm-hmm. this wonder.
Vulnerability.
And vulnerability through just her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that she didn't, like, do anything else.
Yeah.
You know? God damn.
That's the way to do it. Go out on top.
Yeah, on top the canceled Star Trek Enterprise.
That's true.
Which should have gone 7 seasons. Did you notice the allusion to it that in 7 years you were going to create the Federation?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this has been the Star Companion.
Yes, sir.
We're sorry, just cause.
Yeah, we are sorry.
We're sorry this show gets canceled.
Yeah, but the silver lining to that cloud is that there are going to be many more fun iterations of Star Trek coming up.
Yes.
I'm particularly looking forward to the original series because it's been on my radar for a long time to tear apart.
Yeah.
Something that you folks should know about me is I really love Steven Seagal movies. And I love them because, not for their entertainment value, but just because it's so bad that it's good. It transcends. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
You ever been so high that you're not high anymore?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that.
Okay.
And that's a different level. That's the
kind. I would agree.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree. The original series has this melodrama to it.
It does, yeah.
You know?
It's almost like a telenovela.
And they do these up-close spaghetti western views on them.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's Bones saying, you know, he's never going to a planet. He doesn't like going down.
Just being an old crotchety bastard.
It's great. It doesn't, I don't know. I think
it's a show of the time.
Yeah, it's a show of the time, and one of my favorite scenes in all of Star Trek, and I know this isn't the original series, is that fucking tar monster that eats Tasha Yar. That's the funniest shit. That's the funniest little bit I've ever seen.
It is pretty funny.
And it kind of, that vibe is what exactly encapsulates the original series.
One of my favorite scenes is Troy floating through that, like, universe.
So stupid.
It's such a dumb scene.
Favorite, I think one of my favorite monsters is the crystalline entity.
Yeah.
That thing shows no remorse, dude.
Kills a bunch of people.
It's literally a mineral. okay.
So as we... Well, we'll get into it later, but... We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have enjoyed it, hop over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion. Send us a few bucks. We have stickers. We have beautiful stickers. And if you, from now until we say otherwise, if you'd like a sticker, you email us. You email us your stuff, your personal information, all of it.
All of it.
And we will sign it for you. We might draw a little picture. We might say... What up?
Egg.
Continue listening to us on whatever platform you listen to us on, or hop over to a different platform.
We're on all major platforms.
And until then, you take care of yourself, goddammit.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.